Our story is again about the time period following the destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash. When the Romans destroyed the Beit HaMikdash, so the Jews took heavy mourning over the destruction of the temple. There were Jews who wouldn't drink wine again. They wouldn't listen to music again. There were different things that Jews did. There were things that the rabbis enacted, and then there were the individuals who just couldn't bring themselves to be happy again. Here in the city of Jerusalem, there's a custom that at weddings, they only have drums. They don't have any other musical instruments. That's why some people from Jerusalem will make a wedding outside Jerusalem, because you want music. Not everyone has this custom, but this seems to have been the custom here for over 100 years. That at weddings, they wouldn't play with many musical instruments, only drums. And we have different stories in the Talmud about how different rabbis of those generations viewed things. And we have a few classical stories about Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananiah, and Rabbi Yoshua's disciple, who later on became his contemporary, Rabbi Akiva. And the story is told that they were traveling to Rome. Perhaps there was a decree they wanted to repeal. For some important matter, these four great rabbis were traveling to Rome. And at a distance already, they heard the hustle bustle. They heard the noise of this thriving city in Rome. And in Rome, you had the marketplaces bustling. You had masses coming to their theaters, to their coliseums. There was a lot of noise. And when Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Yoshua heard this, they started weeping. They were reminiscing. They remembered that once upon a time, this is what Jerusalem used to sound like. And Rabbi Akiva, on the other hand, maintained his smile. He seemed happy. So his friends asked him, "Akiva, what are you happy about?" And Rabbi Akiva answered them, "And why are you crying?" Which is a classical form of conversation between Rabbi Akiva and his contemporaries. There are a few times that the story is quoted that his contemporaries witnessed an aspect of the destruction and wept, and he laughed. And they asked him, "Why are you laughing?" And he answered them, "Why are you crying?" And they answered him. They said, "These pagans, they're worshipping idols, they're worshipping stones, wood, and they're living a tranquil life, they're happy. They have security, and we're living under their dominion. We suffer from their decrees. And if that's not enough, our temple, the place we serve the master of the world, has gone up in flames. Shouldn't we weep?" Rabbi Akiva said, "That's why I'm happy. If Hashem granted these people such tranquility, such abundance, in spite of the fact that they transgress his mitzvot, even the simple mitzvot, the seven Noahide laws, they're in transgression of, and yet Hashem gives them things that are so good, I see how good they have it, so then I know that the Jewish people are going to have it even better. Because I just say, wait a second, if they're having it this good, so then if they in this state are having it this good, then obviously God has something much, much better in store for the Jewish people." And when his friends heard this, they were silent. They weren't comforted. The four of them were walking a different time, and they came to Jerusalem. They see Jerusalem in ruins. And they reached Har HaTzofim, what is translated as Mount Scopus, the mountain from which you could see into Jerusalem. And from there they look down and they see the Temple Mount. The ruins, the destruction. And the custom is that once one sees the temple in ruins, one tears one's garments. So they tore their clothing. And they came nearer. They approached the temple and they looked up to the place that used to be the Holy of Holies. And there, amongst all the charred ashes and ruins, they see a fox coming out. They see a fox going in that place where no Jew would set foot. The Holy of Holies, once a year, one Jew would set foot and sometimes he'd drop dead. And here a fox is walking out of there. And Again, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Yoshua burst into tears. They're crying bitterly. And as their warm tears are streaming down their face, they see Rabbi Akiva smiling. He's happy. And again they said, Akiva, you're always doing something strange. Why are you happy? And again Rabbi Akiva asked them, and why do you weep? Rabbi Akiva knew why they were crying. He was also in pain to see the temple destroyed. But again, he wanted to comfort them, so he said, why do you weep? And they answered, they said, how could we not weep? That place was the Holy of Holies. A Jew isn't allowed to come near that place. Even the Kohen Gadol. Rav Bigun's grandson, Shiloh Ariel Ben Hadas.
The buses are leaving from this quarter here?
Yeah, at a quarter to ten. Okay. They're going to the Kotel to daven from.
Okay.
Shiloh Ariel Ben Hadas.
Tzviya.
So we'll dedicate our learning to him. Yishevel Fash Nema. So. They said to Rabbi Akiva, how could we not weep? This place was the Holy of Holies. A regular Jew couldn't come near there. Even the Kohen Gadol could only enter once a year. And now it's desolate. Now it's like a forest. Wild animals are walking through there. It was so holy. The Shekhinah was there. The words of the prophet Jeremiah were fulfilled. The prophet said, "Al ze ayad ave libeinu alelecha shechu einenu." Over this, our hearts weep. Over this, our eyes are darkened. Al ha'tzion sheshamim, over Mount Zion that is desolate. Shualim hilechuvo, foxen walk through it. That's what we just witnessed. Ve'ech lo nivke, how could we not weep? And Rabbi Akiva said, and that is precisely why I am happy. God said that He is establishing two witnesses. Uriah HaKohen and Zechariah ben Yeverechiah. Uriah in his prophecy said that Jerusalem and the temple will be destroyed over our sins. Uriah said that the temple will become like a forest. But Zechariah told us, Od yeshivu zekenim uzkenot b'rchovot Yerushalayim. Old people, men and women, will still sit by the streets of Jerusalem. Ve'ish mishanto biyado, and people will be walking with canes merov yamim, because they're going to be so old. Uchovot ha'ir himalu yeladim biladot, and the streets of the city will be filled with boys and girls mesachkim bechovoteh, playing in the streets of Jerusalem. And so long as I only saw his prophecy fulfilled with the first temple and not yet with the second temple, well, then I said, maybe God only prophesies the redemption for the first temple. Who's to say that after the destruction of the second temple, we'll still be redeemed? But now that I see that God fulfilled that prophecy with regards to the second temple as well, I see foxen walking in the Holy of Holies. So I see the prophecies of destruction have come true with regard to the second temple. So I am now confident that the prophecies of redemption too will come true. And we will merit to see the rebuilding of Jerusalem and the temple, a rebuilding that will be eternal. And with that, his friend said, now you have comforted us, Akiva. Now you have comforted us, Akiva. I always felt, walking down the streets here and seeing boys and girls talking Hebrew, blew me away. The first few years I came to Israel, just blew me away. And now recently, the Jerusalem municipality started putting on the benches this verse, elders will still walk through the roads of Jerusalem. You could see it on the benches along the roads throughout Jerusalem. This verse from Zechariah. There will still be elders sitting alongside the roads of Jerusalem. This verse is engraved near the benches that the municipality is setting up around the city. So Hashem should bless us. We should merit to see the rebuilding of Jerusalem completely, the rebuilding of the temple, a rebuilding that will never again be destroyed. Amen.